From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The contract between the United Auto Workers and the big three car makers is set to expire at midnight tonight. Talks are dragging on, and it looks like negotiators won't make the deadline. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us now. Amy, what's the latest?
Well, there have been a few developments. The United Auto Workers has picked General Motors as the lead company in the negotiations. And that means the union will first try to work out a contract with GM and then try to get the other two to sign on. The idea here is that GM is the stronger, you know, more financially viable of the three automakers. So the union might have a shot at getting better terms. Also, Ford and Chrysler have both agreed to extend their contracts beyond tonight's midnight deadline, and that allows employees at those firms to keep working under current terms until a new contract is hammered out.
Now, these negotiations have been going on since July. What's the problem here?
Well, the automakers basically need to cut their labor costs by about $20 a person to compete with their domestic rivals like Toyota. And, you know, obviously any solution is going to be controversial. A couple of them, one idea is to create a two-tiered wage system so that retiring workers can be replaced by cheaper labor. But this is something the union has vigorously opposed in the past, but maybe a little more willing to stomach now. Another likely solution is some sort of union-controlled trust fund to pay for retiree health care costs. It's known as a VEBA, for Voluntary Employee Beneficiary Association, and it would save the automakers billions of dollars every year. And the union is reportedly open to such a plan, depending on the details.
Well, Amy, you know how these things go. They always go up to the very last minute, this brinksmanship. How likely is a strike?
Well, local union leaders are getting their union halls ready and making picket signs. Apparently, this is sort of typical drama before a contract expires. But most observers don't expect a strike. Eric Merkel is a forecaster with automotive consulting firm IRN, and he says both sides have a huge incentive to work this out.
It's not really the automakers forcing this on the UAW. Quite honestly, it's the market. And if you don't accept some type of a creative solution like the VEBA Trust Fund, it could be much worse later when the market penalizes you. Because when the market penalizes you, that's a bankruptcy situation, and then you get nothing.
Now, if the union does accept the idea of this VEBA trust, the trick will be figuring out how to keep it solvent as healthcare costs continue to rise. A lot of workers are worried that they'll sign on to this now and then, when they retire, find out that there isn't enough money to pay for their healthcare.
Well, there'll be a lot of business reporters staying up late tonight. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.